News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Figures released by the Department of Social Protection to the AIN2 leader, Paddy Tobin, said that there were nearly 6,500 people on job seekers allowance for a decade or more. It's cost an estimated 800 million to the Irish taxpayer. Paddy Tobin, can I ask you a question? And this is from someone who's never had to take job seekers allowance, thankfully, because I've been lucky to have employment all the time in my life. I thought you had to kind of prove that you were looking for work and that you'd be kicked off the dole.
Yes, this is the question here. So the whole idea of job seekers allowance is that you're constantly in the market to take on a job. And as everybody knows, the labour market has been extraordinarily tight over the last 10 years, whereby many, many employers have been complaining that they haven't been able to get staff. And we have activation processes run by the Department of Social Protection through their offices in Intrio. And each individual is supposed to have a personal progression plan, basically, which includes targeted job searches, education or training that they need. And the idea that anybody throughout all of that could be on job seekers allowance for that period of time is quite shocking. And you know, for sure, listen, we believe there should be a safety net underneath people, that there are many times in a worker's life whereby they might lose a job, or they might be looking for a job for a period of time. But 10 years is absolutely ridiculous. And actually, if you dig down to the figures, 30,000 people have spent more than 5 years straight on job seekers, which adds up to nearly 1.9 billion euros of a cost as well.
So there's a major problem here. We are at full employment in this country, our nearest, damn it. There is no reason to be on the dole for that length of time, particularly in the last 5 years when jobs have been plentiful.
Absolutely. So some people might say, well, maybe if an individual has a challenge, maybe have a person has a disability, maybe they're not in good health.
There's disability allowance for that.
Exactly. So there are disability allowances. There's individual invalidity pensions, etc., that people can use in those scenarios. So the cohort of people within this block are physically healthy. They're in the market supposedly for work, and yet they've gone 10 years straight without work. Now, that is wrong. And it is shocking that it hasn't actually been brought to the attention of the public or the government before. And it's wrong for the government to allow it to happen. So there needs to be, I suppose, a doubling down in terms of the activation processes to make sure that help is given to these individuals to get work. But there needs to be also a penalty. It cannot be the case where a person can spend years and years on this.
What is the penalty, Patrick?
Well, the first thing I will say is it's not good for the individual, because people can get caught in a welfare trap. And if a person gets caught in a welfare trap, that reduces their long-term earnings, it reduces their long-term engagement with the society. It's not good for them. It's obviously clearly not good for society as well, because just these two cohorts alone is nearly 3 billion euros over that 10 years. And that's cost of money that would go somewhere else. And I think there has to be a tapering off after a period of time of the amount of money that's received through job seekers allowance, so that these individuals get back to work.
And that's fair enough. But you're talking about a penalty. But what is the penalty? Is it just tapering off? Just kind of weaning them off?
I would say absolutely. I'd say unless you can actually prove that a person is, if you can prove, and I think this should be investigated by the department, if you can prove that a person is doing their best not to get a job, in other words, if a person has been sent for work, if a person has been offered work, and if a person is refusing that work over and over again, they need to be weaned off this payment ASAP. That's clearly not happening when you have tens of thousands of people on it for multiple years.
Yeah, naive and all as I am, I thought that was how the system works, but these figures tend to indicate otherwise. Paddy Tobin, AIN2 leader, thanks very much for joining us. There may be people listening right now who are in that situation, and they might be able to validate the reasons why that would be if someone's on the dole for 10 years. I'd be intrigued to find out what it is. I don't necessarily like the phrase lifestyle choice, because I think if you're stuck on that level of income, it's not a lifestyle choice as such, because you can't do much with what you have and you are stuck in a bit of a rut. But if you can understand it, or if you know someone who's done it, 53106 for 30 cent, 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.